pocket hours since we last spoke at Notts County, but you've got to get over that, haven't you, as quickly as possible?
Yeah, we do. We have to move on. Very disappointing, especially the first half. But also you have to look at the opposition as well sometimes, and sometimes you have to hold your hand up and say, on the day, they were far better than us, certainly first 45 minutes. Spoke to you before the game, saying they're in good shape, and I think they showed what a good outfit they are. 36 professionals he's got in that squad as well, and obviously a big budget, hoping to bounce back after relegation from League One.
Good to have a game then so quickly afterwards.
Oh yeah, yeah. It would have been a long 6 or 7 days without a game. You want to then obviously address a few things that we didn't do well enough, push forward and hopefully claim 3 points against Oxford tomorrow night.
Oxford, who are one of the bigger sides again in League Two.
Yeah, it's a tough run of games coming up, but again, there's no excuses in that. You have to play every team, home and away, so the fixtures dictate who you play, and Oxford's the next. We know that's going to be tough. They've got some quality players in their side as well, Roof being the main one, who's the big summer signing. But, you know, we've got to get back to how we was before. You know, 3 games unbeaten before Saturday. It is a blip. It's a big blip. Again, not hiding away from that. It wasn't good enough, not acceptable. Putting a fully committed, energy-based performance against a tough team.
We talk about getting off to a decent start, but is it even more important on Tuesday night after what happened on Saturday, just to put a bit of that confidence back into the players? You can do as much as you want out here on the training ground, but on the pitch, that's where it counts.
It is. You're spot on. It's like I said, we've quickly debriefed the game because that's how sport is, that's how football is. You have to move on to the next, and we'd do the same if we'd have won on Saturday. There's no difference. We touch on it and then we move forward, because we can't change anything that happened at Saturday at Notts County, but we can affect what happens tomorrow night. And I must say the lads have come in bright, which I asked them to do. You know, there was a few words said in the dressing room because they had to be on Saturday. It wasn't good enough. But they've come in today, and we move on quickly to Oxford.
Luke Summerfield, how's he?
Not great. No, he's... He went to hospital, obviously, in Nottingham. They wanted to keep him in, and he insisted on going home, and he went home. So, luckily, I know his father, Kevin Summerfield, who was obviously at Birmingham, just through the ranks, really, and through his Plymouth days. So I had a good chat with him yesterday. He's a lot better, but he's certainly going to be unavailable, certainly for tomorrow night. Don't know how far ahead we have to look now towards the weekend, but he's certainly better yesterday than he was on Saturday, so we're hoping, you know, he keeps progressing well towards the weekend.
Is there any diagnosis?
Yeah, he's had scans as well, which is great. All the scans have come back clear, so that is a positive. It tells you there's nothing major there, so, you know, we've ticked those boxes. That's important that we did that on Saturday night. You know, I must say the medical staff at Nottingham were outstanding, along with Jeff Miller. And, you know, we got that diagnosed quickly and done quickly. So at least he knows now it is probably concussion, with a bit of pain in his back as well, because he landed awkwardly. But at least we know what we're dealing with.
Rhys Turner, how's he getting on?
Rhys Turner's trained today. So he's up for selection tomorrow night, which is a major positive. He's had no reaction. So he's good to go.
Any other injury concerns?
Yeah, there's a few. I obviously can't tell you names because I'll just be giving Oxford an heads up, but I think you'll find out tomorrow. You know, I've got to wait till tomorrow, really, to name your team, see who's available, who's not available. It's amazing how that always seems to happen on the back of a bad result. It's like a double whammy, if you like. You play poorly and lose, and then you pick up a couple of injuries along the way as well.
What can you tell us about Oxford?
Good outfit, good passing side. 4-2-3-1, 4-4-1-1, whichever way you want to look at it. Good players. Hilton up the top of the pitch with Roof. Good footballers that like to get the ball down and pass. So we know it's going to be a difficult game. We're at home, so we need to be the team on the front foot. But we also know that if we press too early, we press too high, they have got the quality to pick us off. So we've got to make sure we get that game plan right. The bottom line is result. You know, it'd be great to perform well, which we have done in recent weeks, and win. But you've got to win. I think it's finding different ways to win, and they might have a little bit more of the ball than us tomorrow night. I don't know. It's hard to say at this moment in time, but that's what they are, the possession-based team with good quality in there, all over the ranks. Lundstrom, ex-Everton, in there. So they've got some good passers, some good players. So we've got to be on his guard, but we've also got to put our stamp on them. I think that's important as well. We play on the front foot. We take the game, if we possibly can, to Oxford and create opportunities and hopefully score goals.
Yeah, it's got to be about your side. But how much attention do you pay to the opposition when you're deciding what formation that you're going to put out for yourself?
I think you have to. I think you'd be very naive nowadays not to. Long gone of the days where everybody threw out a 4-4-2. There's a lot of systems about now, and a lot of players in key areas of the pitch that you do have to deal with. You know, you'd say McLeod at the weekend didn't deal with him well enough. So again, we touched on that, but at end of the day, the bottom line is when we went out there on Saturday, we didn't deal with that well enough. So we've got to make sure come Tuesday night that we deal with their strengths, but we also have a look at where we can hurt them as well.
Is it a bit harder for players then these days, where they have to be more aware of certain things than maybe what they used to be 20, 30 years ago?
Oh, without doubt. Yeah, the tactical side has changed massively. You look at the systems that's out there now and putting key players in the little number 10 role. You know, that used to be a 4-4-2, you as a centre-half against two big lads, or one big, one little as a runner. Now it's people playing in between lines, in between units of the pitch, in between your back four and your midfield four. People playing in between your front two and your midfield four. So, yeah, you've got to be tactically aware. You've got to allow teams at times, quality teams, possession in certain areas of the pitch, but make sure they don't get possession in obviously, your final third. So, again, we've worked on that. We spoke about that. It's then putting the plan into place tomorrow night.
And it's still early days, but three home games, even though one of them is in a cup game at home in a week, it could really define your season.
Yeah, you're right. And you have to be positive, like the question is there. It's a great question, because we got beat on Saturday. We know that, and we move on quickly. We'd have done the same if we'd have won. Now's an opportunity for us to put our mark on Bootham Crescent and pick up some positive results in the next week.